The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Next Monday, as many of you will know, marks the 100-year anniversary of the ambush and death of Michael Collins at Béal na Bláth in County Cork. The tragic death of the pro-treaty general at the age of just 31 highlights the devastating and brutal consequences of that divisive civil war. Now, to pay tribute to this historic period, there will be many events throughout the next few days to mark this important time in our history. And one of those will be a special commemoration at the site of the ambush at Béal na Bláth on Sunday, where both the Taoiseach and Micheál Martin and the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will deliver a historic address at that event. Now, to talk about the importance of marking this centenary, I'm joined by Aidan O'Sullivan, who's the grandnephew of Michael Collins, and by Councillor Gareth Kelleher, who's the chairman of the Michael Collins Commemoration Committee. Good morning and welcome to you both. Aidan, first of all, what is it like to grow up in a family which contains within it such an iconic figure?
Well, to answer that question, it's very, very difficult insofar as my mother, who was a niece of Michael Collins, spoke very little about the Troubles because of the pain it caused. My mother was 7 when he was shot. However, she told us stories of her uncle Michael playing with them in the garden as young children. She also told stories of the sadness of the times, insofar as she was 7, and when she used to be stopped at the time going to school in Strawberry Hill National School and having the contents of her school bag emptied by soldiers on the side of the road, which must be very frightening at the time for small children. But getting straight on to Michael Collins, she spoke of the sadness and fear in the household during the Troubles. She mentioned my grandmother meeting him in the Imperial Hotel the night before he was shot, and that at the time, if he wasn't very well, that he had a very bad cold. I remember my mother saying that to me. And the next time my grandmother saw him was his body, when she identified his body on behalf of the family on the 22nd, 23rd of August in Shanakiel Hospital.
Now, he was such a young man. I mean, people forget that because his legacy looms so large, but only 31.
That is correct. And what he achieved in a very short life is forgotten. A lot of it is forgotten. And I think, Pat, what you've just said about him being a very young man is most relevant insofar as he went to London at the age of 15, 16. He wasn't going to inherit the farm at Woodfield in Clonakilty. So he got a job in the post office, and he lived with my grand-aunt Hannah in London, who I have to say, I didn't know my grandmother because she died a year before I was born. But my grand-aunt Hannah used to spend her Christmases with us when I was growing up. But she did tell us, and she actually, until 1969, and then she moved to Dublin, where she died in 1971. But she did mention some interesting things about Michael, which aren't in the history books about him studying in King's College, taxation, commercial law, accountancy, etc. So he wasn't wasting his time there, you know.
He had not died in those circumstances, a prospective and very effective Minister for Finance.
That is correct. He balanced the books, Pat.
Yeah.
He balanced the books and the loans he achieved, you know. So he...
His time in London is also associated with two figures who are commemorated every single year. It used to be September, it's been August, of course. Sam Maguire and Liam McCarthy.
That's correct, yeah. Both of those swore Michael into the... was it the Gaelic League? Into the IRB in London. And I think it was in 1909, I think it was, you know. So... he was very close, and he was an ardent follower and of GAA. I think it was the Geraldines was the team he was involved, or the teams or the group he was involved in. And he got a name for being the guy who used to be chasing people up to get the subscriptions from them.
So the pounds, shillings and pence were high on his agenda. And of
Absolutely.
Course, he was, I think, given the job of helping out the families of prisoners and the families of
Absolutely.
Those who died in 1916.
Yes.
You mentioned the last night he stayed in the Imperial Hotel, and yeah. That is being marked in these coming days.
That is correct, yes. I was approached by the Imperial Hotel, and I must thank them for the efforts they're making. They have a number of events on over the Sunday and the Monday. That is Sunday the 21st. In that, they're going to show a number of new documentaries on the Sunday evening of the times of Michael Collins and his times and the shooting of Michael Collins. And on the Monday evening, they've asked a number of members of the families to stay there. And I understand that they've actually recreated his bedroom in the Imperial Hotel in the way it was at the time. And on the Monday morning, a number of us are going to gather there for a breakfast. And we're also going to unveil a new portrait of Michael Collins in the hotel. The last time there was one, a portrait unveiled there, and I might get my dates wrong, but I think it was 1990 on the anniversary of his birthday.
And this is a new portrait commissioned from Mick O'Dea.
That's correct, yes.
Which I'm sure will be wonderful. I'm familiar with Mick's work.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot happening. That room 115, I'm sure a lot of people... It will, I presume, be open for normal business, or will it be like a museum piece?
My understanding is that the owners of the hotel will leave that room vacant on the night of the 21st, 22nd of August. But after that, I think it will be available as any other room in the hotel will. But I think it will be treated with TLC.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking to us, Aidan. Listening to our conversation, Councillor Gareth Keller, who's the chairperson of the Michael Collins Commemoration Committee. The centenary is a very special time. So many things are going to happen over the next while. There's a stamp just been issued by An Post, but also the Béal na Bláth speech. Very important that the two civil war parties are united in making those speeches on Monday.
It is indeed, Pat, and thank you very much for having me on. I suppose from our point of view as a committee, we would always try to make steps when we're looking to identify speakers to... be more inclusive and be magnanimous and try to heal wounds that might continue to exist 100 years later. And we're very grateful to both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach.
Yeah. And that's happening, I should say, on Sunday, not on the actual day, but on the eve of the ambush.
Correct, yeah. Our commemoration will always be on the closest Sunday to the anniversary. So it'll be the day before, as you said.
Yeah. I presume you expect a massive crowd.
We do. It's very difficult, just given that it's open to the public and isn't a ticketed event, to put a number on it. But we do, and we're making every effort possible to prepare for that. So those who are intent on travelling, we're going to ask them to obey the guards and stewards and to park in designated parking areas. And we'll do the best we can to make provision for people with reduced mobility. But I also suppose, Pat, it's worth making the point that if anybody is considering travelling and is in any way infirm or not in the position to walk a distance or to be in a position to stand for a number of hours, that the option is available to them to watch proceedings from the comfort of their own home, because RTE News Channel has kindly agreed to try and transmit the commemoration live, and that will be on shortly before 3 o'clock on Sunday.
On Sunday. I believe there's a tour, the Big Fellas Final Journey Tour, that's taking literally the route that he took to his death.
Yeah, I our focus is primarily on Sunday and getting things right and to ensure that people enjoy the day and get there safely and get home safely. But you're right, on the Sunday, I think that there is a tour taking place that will be kind of retracing Michael Collins' steps on his last day, ultimately leading to a talk at Bill LeBlanc on Monday evening at 7:30 to coincide with his approximate time of death.
Of the ambush. All right. Look, the line is not great, Councillor, so I'll thank you very much, and we leave it there. Councillor Gareth Keller, who's chairperson of the Michael Collins Commemoration Committee, and before that, Aidan O'Sullivan, the grandnephew of Michael Collins.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.